Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon, I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. The Better Business Bureau is warning about a growing internet scam that targets renters. KCBS's Bob Butler reports the agency has received more than 1,300 complaints about rent fraud since 2016.
We've all heard about the many internet scams, the barrister for a dying prince who wants to give you money, or the secret lottery that you won overseas. Rental scams are only a variation.
They're going to ask you for money.
BBB Golden Gate President Lori Wilson says it's not hard to drop your guard.
You're moving, you need to rent a house or an apartment. There are dozens of websites where you can find a listing, and there's so much to think about. What's the rent? Is the area safe? Is it in my kid's school district? And how am I going to handle this move?
The FBI says rent scams, houses, apartments, Airbnbs even, have cost Americans $37 million so far this year. Landlord Marguerite had a vacancy and rented it quickly. She had two visitors on successive days afterwards.
The first time I found a family in their SUV looking at my building, and someone had told them, you can't get in, go look. And then come to the church with $1,500 and we'll rent the unit to you.
In Oakland, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Residents of San Jose can now blow the whistle on alleged police brutality by simply sending a text message. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more on the new online reporting tool being launched by the Independent Police Auditor.
The main tool is a website that collects text messages sent in by San Jose residents reporting, for example, incidents of alleged police abuse.
So you don't need to download an app. That's really important.
Kona Shen, CEO of My90, which runs the website, says people can simply text 39242 to begin the report, and all of the texts are anonymous.
Because they're texting My90 and not the government, this allows us to provide an independent filter to screen out personal information like people's phone numbers or their names or anything else that really would reduce the anonymity of their feedback.
Shin says the feedback can also be positive about police interactions. The goal of the reporting tool is to improve the data on civilian police interactions and create an online hub where results can be shared with the entire community. Again, the number to text is 39242. And be sure to start the message with @IPA. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
It's happening this Saturday across the country and all around the Bay, the annual gun buyback program. We get a preview from KCBS's Jim Taylor.
It is happening in Vallejo and in Gilroy, both communities hit by gun violence. In San Francisco,
this is our ninth gun buyback. We're actually doing it on the anniversary day, December 14th, of Sandy Hook. And we have built now a nationwide gun buyback that's going to be happening all over the country simultaneously on that day.
That day is this Saturday. Rudy Corpus at United Playas in the Mission. You got a gun, you can make some money.
We actually give $100 for handguns, shotguns, rifles, assault rifle type. We give them $200 semi-automatic.
No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Rudy, talk to me about the effect. I mean, does it really work to take a couple of guns off the street?
I believe if you take one gun off the street, it works. That one gun would be the gun that will kill somebody's family member, your family member, my family member.
Last year, his group bought back more than 240 guns, which got melted down and turned into art. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
There was an unexpected passenger on a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Atlanta last week, a scorpion. SF Gate reports that a female passenger said she was stung multiple times in the middle of the flight last Thursday. She then went to the bathroom to check out the stinging sensation, and a scorpion fell out of her pant leg. Gosh. The woman said that the unwelcome beast scurried across the floor of the plane before eventually being caught by flight attendants. United Airlines confirmed the stinging in a statement and said flight attendants consulted with a physician on the ground before providing the stung passenger with appropriate medical care. That's a serious OMG.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.